Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Good morning, America. I'm excited to tell you this Tuesday morning, October 23rd, we'll be talking for the first time ever in a special podcast in New York City's historic on my couch. And I promise you, it'll be a podcast to remember. See you soon.
It's happening. We're here in my apartment. We've started recording. We've been keeping this a secret for a very long time.
This has been in the works for quite a while.
Months.
We didn't mean to keep you waiting.
But we're here now.
Yeah, it literally has been months since you came up with this idea in a taxi cab.
I had a vision as I was driving up 8th Avenue.
You had a vision of love.
And I was going through Times Square and I was seeing all the lights and, you know, city of dreams, concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh. And I actually, no, I feel like my text message was really dramatic.
It was super dramatic.
I feel like you probably scared you.
Yeah, you were like,
hi. Do not let me forget this idea that I just had in the back of a cab.
To you.
It was really dramatic.
It was.
But it was such a big idea. And it's, I mean, obviously we've been at this for months.
Literally weeks, years.
Recording in private and secret.
It's been 84 years.
Yeah. 84 years of recording. And no, I just texted you. I was like, do not let me forget this idea that I just had in the back of this cab.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, okay. Because I literally saw this whole thing at once.
Yes, you did.
I was like, oh my God, 20 episodes, 20 years of Britney.
Yeah.
Every single episode is going to be a year. We're going to sit and record it. And then getting into the nitty gritty, because this is self-funded, self-produced, self-edited, girl.
For now. Sponsor
Until
us.
We get sponsored by Squatty,
Squatty
Potty.
Squatty Potty.
We'll be in a studio.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it was, you said all of those things and I said, okay.
Uh-huh. It's true though. And then you didn't let me forget.
No, that's true. I did remind you.
Yep.
And we're here now.
Yeah. So today is Tuesday morning, October 23rd, 2018. Who thought we would make it this far?
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Yes. And we're here. We're gathered here today.
We all know why we're gathered here today. Clink, clink. Gigi Gorgeous quote.
To walk through. That's a deep dive for anybody who gets that.
Yeah.
The Avenue. You are so our people.
There's got to be one person listening that knows The Avenue.
Anyway, I hope so.
Different. That's a different podcast.
It's a different podcast.
20 years of The Avenue.
Seriously, I would love to do that.
Ice Passion Tea, my favorite. Okay,
God,
anyway.
Too many lines. Too many memories. Toronto. Okay.
Too many legends to keep up with. So... Today is the 20th anniversary of the release of one of the greatest singles of all time, Baby One More Time.
Sometimes. Oh, Baby One More Time. That one too.
Pretty Girls?
Pretty Girls? Is this the 20th? It feels like it's been 20 years since Pretty Girls.
Oh my God. In 2035, we're going to do...
We're doing the podcast, dissecting the song 20 years later. Yes, this is the 20th anniversary of the radio release of Baby One More Time, which... Yeah, there was some debate about when the actual 20th anniversary was online. There was like people clamoring a few weeks before saying that it was the actual 20th anniversary. And we're just going to go with what was on the Wikipedia / our memory.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Official release.
I think it's October 23rd.
That's the date I've been thinking of for a long time.
If you disagree, please tweet Kyle.
Oh.
And let him know that he's wrong and that it was actually a few weeks ago and we should have uploaded this earlier.
You know people are going to do that.
Oh, for sure. We think that this is the correct date. So here we are.
Yes. According to the official Wikipedia moment.
And that's good enough for us.
It is.
Yeah. I believe Billboard reported it.
Right.
So that's what we're going with. Please stop yelling at us already.
Well, I guess we should introduce ourselves.
I think you already know my name. Sorry, wrong podcast again.
No, actually, no idea who you are. Why are you in my apartment? Get out.
So who are you?
My name's T. Kyle.
Yeah.
The T does not stand for Tumblr.
Everyone asks you that, like what the T is for. What's or the T?
They're like, so we were at a wedding recently and someone stared at me and they were like, what? They were like, to Kyle, like one word? And I was like, oh, just Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah. That was an awkward moment.
Yeah. And I've been called Tile, like T-I-L-E. They're like, oh my God, Tile.
Oh, like Tile.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, Tyler.
No.
I'm like, no, it's T period space K-Y-L-E.
That's right.
And the T stands for Timothy. And we don't talk about that.
Wow. Exposed already.
Exposed
on this podcast.
Episode one. That's only what the doctors call me or if I'm like in trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, not now.
Yeah.
I don't get in trouble now, but when I was a kid.
I didn't know that.
Like, Timothy Kyle McMahon.
That's how you know.
Oh, exposed my...
Wow.
Don't stalk me. But yeah, so I'm T. Kyle, and I am currently a digital and social producer on a show called Watch What Happens Live. We are a late night show on Bravo, hosted by Andy Cohen. And I'm also a graphic designer, and I make shit on Twitter and video edits and... I used to work at MTV for Drag Race, Logo TV. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah, that is you. You're kind of all over the internet.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah. Similar. Similar to you, actually. My name is T. Bradley.
Oh. Trash?
The T stands for trash. Damn it. Beat me. Yeah. My name is Bradley Stern, and I am the... perhaps most famously known for my blog.
Oh, I was going to say your Grindr hookups.
second most famous known for my torso on Grindr. let's see. So, yeah, you might know me from my blog, or you might not, because maybe my blog's only read by 12 gays and I'm irrelevant.
fact check, true. No.
If you didn't know me from there, I also used to write in a bunch of places and currently write in a bunch of places. I was the editor-in-chief of Pop Crush for 2 years. I wrote for V Magazine a few times, Attitude Magazine, Time Magazine. Currently write for Paper and dabble in Nylon. And also used to do New Now Next for Logo for a hot second there. MTV, I used to do a guest column for the 5 Must Hear Tracks. And just generally deeply immersed in stan culture. Kind of write all about fandom and pop and write in a stanny way, I would say. And bicker with people about charts and sales on Twitter. Or used to.
At Chart Data.
At Chart Data. See me with them hands. I won't not fuck you up, Lana. yeah, so I've been writing about music for a decade, basically. And, and you might also know me for writing a series of fan fiction pieces about Christina Aguilera, dubbed Legendina, which has gotten me in a lot of trouble with her fans. And...
but it's also iconic in my eyes.
And has also won me some fans, so it's
yeah,
even.
It's probably the best fictional writing ever.
Legendina is taking a pause while we allow the actual Christina to have her moment with Liberation.
Yeah, she's on the Liberation tour. She's
she needs
not
to
checking
liberate.
Into LNN.
But
she'll be dialing in very soon. She sent me an email today that said...
Did she?
Let me read it. It says... Timothy, redeem your copy of Christina Aguilera's Liberation. Your Christina Aguilera ticket purchase includes 1 CD copy per ticket of Liberation. Yes, calling me out. I went by myself. Click redeem now to claim your music.
You actually got that email. I thought you were kidding.
No, it's right here.
Yeah, you did recently just attend the Liberation tour. I was working. sorry, I'm a fake fan.
Fake fan, which we will get into.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to redeem that and have it shipped out immediately.
That is great. She would love
to send
that out.
But that's not who we're here to discuss today.
No.
Even though I stan.
Yeah, we just...
Brad's fake... Well, half
I'm a fake
fan.
We're here for somebody who she is relentlessly compared to.
That's true. Vocally. No. Oh, God.
And we're canceled.
Yeah, over. Everyone just hit
everyone
stop and
unsubscribed.
Anyway, so Brad and I met through the internet.
Right.
I was a Miu Miu's stan.
Right. So I guess I didn't fully flesh out my career.
Yeah.
So my site is very heavily Britney. Everything is sort of shaped around Britney. I write about all kinds of music, but it always seems to come back to Britney. And I had a feature called The Daily Bee. And at a point when her career was super active with different campaigns, was writing daily about her and doing all these analyses and all this stuff about her life. Obviously, things have slowed down a bit because Piece of Me is
In its
70th year.
And for 2019 has been remixed, reimagined, renamed.
Oh. One might say that Piece of Me has been dominated.
Dom top.
Dom, mask dom top.
You want a dom top?
Yes, the new residency at Park MGM. MGM Park?
Yeah, whatever.
Sure. Starting February 2019.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, neither did she.
Yeah, this came as an announcement that there was going to be an announcement about an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Really just took us off guard.
It is the most avant-garde thing that she didn't actually announce anything herself.
Right.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
That's remixed, remastered, and
the things that we have to go through.
The things we endure. For anyone listening who also experienced the evening of October 18th, the reveal, we're with you in spirit.
We are. But we are going to be taking you backwards
back.
20 years first,
yeah.
before we get to this moment in time.
Yeah.
Brad wrote a really good blog post about it.
The great Britney Spears announcement of 2018. You can remix, remaster, revisit that, and remember exactly how we felt when this went down.
Yes. That is a good moment for now.
For now.
But we're going to be taking you backwards 20
years. Yeah,
like
the Pepsi generations. We're going back in time.
I was panicking for a second there when she posted that Britney Instagram post.
You were going through it, frankly.
Because I was like, Brad, she's going to call it
It's Britney Bitch.
And everything that we've done for the past few weeks is going to have to be scrapped.
I absolutely also felt this way. We definitely had a moment there where we thought that this was all going to be canned because it was going to be made irrelevant from some like 20th anniversary Britney retrospective / residency thing that would render this pointless.
And then her Instagram put # 20 years of Britney and I was like,
yes.
What?
Yeah.
You know. You remembered.
You exposed our podcast.
Literally. Changes our subtitle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, luckily we dodged a bullet because we were going to call it Domination the Podcast, but it's good that we didn't. Wow. That was the first word that definitely came to mind for us.
Oh my God.
But otherwise, back when I started in 2008, things were kicking off from the lowest of lows to the highest of highs. And we were embarking on a comeback. And I was able to have the opportunity to sort of get closer to her inner
You're
circle.
A very well-respected stan on the internet.
Sure,
she's downplaying
I've done some,
herself.
I've done some premieres. I've had some chats. I've once filmed a documentary that will never see the light of day. More on that in a further episode.
Oh, yes, we're going to talk about that.
So, yeah, I've been through the ringer with the Spears circle.
Your site is iconic. It's hilarious. You have a good ear.
I mean, I could let you do the explanation because it's much
Hi,
easier.
My name's T. Kyle, and I'm introducing you to Bradley Stern, the founder and writer of MewMews.com. Not sponsored.
this is much better already.
No, honestly, like I will. I remember being in college and my next door neighbor, Will, shout out to Will.
Hey, Will.
Loved Beyonce and I loved Britney, and I put Britney on my door. He put Beyonce on his door. And we were like the only ones that really cared about pop music.
Yeah.
And so I used to rabidly follow X17 Online, MewMuse.com, and John Ali's blog. Shout out to John. And I used to follow the two of your websites because you guys were the only ones that I felt like were on the cutting edge of what was next and what was going to break and what was trending and who the next artist was going to be. And so I would follow you guys and I would take basically everything you guys said and I would relay it to my college friends. So I was like,
to the locals.
Yeah, the locals. And John used to post illegal links to download songs.
Always.
So yeah. I would like get the song from John and then I would read what you were writing about or like you would just talk about like albums and whatever.
Yeah, John and I, when we met, we talked about that dynamic too because he was kind of, he
was
always
a very good duo.
Yeah, he always had the song up first and the, you know, all the, he was the source.
Yes.
And then I would give my shitty opinion about the music and everyone wanted to hear it. So, yeah. Well, 12 gays wanted to hear it.
Yeah, but you're still extremely well respected.
Well, thank you.
I think more so you than me in terms of the Britney world. People listen to you. Like when you come out with a review,
like,
it's
so stupid of them.
What did, as some would call it, moo-moos have to say about this?
Yes, yes. I would like to give a special shout out to a hater who, upon me shutting down Apple Pie, said nobody even reads moo-moos except for 12 gays. He has no idea what he's talking about. Which T?
it's true.
It's true. Thank you for exposing me, though.
Mm-hmm. But I'm one of those 12 gays and I 1000% have to credit you guys with being that influencer, as
influencer?
The kids these days would say.
Flat tummy tea?
Yeah. Flat tummy tea sponsored by Moomoo's. Yeah.
Come on. I want it so bad. Just give me that SponCon. Moomoo's SponCon.
Eyeshadow palette.
Oh my God, please hit me up, Jaclyn Hill. Hit me up, Morphe.
What would one of your shades be?
I was thinking about this today on the train. I kid you not. It would be like weird words that I use in my blogs. It would be like reference. It would be like,
that's a good one.
Something more urban.
LNN, Legendina News Network.
Yes.
Which would be a nice deep red.
I would absolutely have Bionic and Lotus. Ooh. By Lotus and Justice for Bionic shades.
A nice pink and a subtle blush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. I should get in touch with Jeffrey.
This is a business.
It absolutely is.
She's a marketer.
Yes.
She's a brand.
Why are we talking about my makeup line?
Because I'm promoting Miu Miu's because you're not good at talking about how amazing stuff is.
That's true. And I'm just not very great at tooting of my own horn in some ways.
Your opinion is well respected, sought after. People want to know.
Well, I'm here to give it to them.
So you're like, I would say you're more of like the intellectual. You're like the writer. Mm-hmm. You know the writers, the producers, the composers.
Right. I know the nerdy side of the music because that's always what I've loved. I've always loved digging through the crates, literally physically, being left alone with my friends in college used to leave me alone at the CD shop and I would just like go into a trance and flip through everything and look at the back of the CDs and read the liner notes because that's just like what makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. And you've interviewed a ton of songwriters
and
producers, which will, like, you know, we'll probably have
sprinkled in. For sure. But yeah, I would say I'm definitely on the nerdier side of being a pop fan. And then you bring the action.
I am more of like a visual girl, yes. I would say.
Yeah.
You know, like the music videos, the album art, the memes.
Yeah, I mean, you've provided countless moments for the Britney community. I just sprung to mind your iconic Please Rise for the national anthem.
Oh my God.
At the debate.
The sound editing on that clip. I have to pat myself in the back. Literally, people thought
it was
real.
It sounded so real. Everyone thought it was real.
Because I added like this weird like room effect. So it sounded like people were clapping.
We have to let everyone know once again to Google. We need to... Is it still up or are we down
I'm sure it's still up. I mean, it would be if you searched on my Twitter.
Yeah.
It was like my favorite part of the Democratic debate or something. Yeah. Oh my God.
But that's just one of literally dozens and dozens of memes that you've made that have truly just set the community ablaze.
Anytime I can inject a Britney reference or song into something,
yes,
you will be guaranteed that I will make sure that I never let Britney's songs ever die.
It's true. And that is something that we have in common to a insane degree, is making things about Britney. Mm-hmm.
Always.
Everything. If I'm writing a 40-page Bjork review, it circles back to Britney. And mm-hmm. if you are covering politics, it circles back to Britney.
I, in my public speaking class in college, it was like a third of the semester. It was like one specific project, and it was a persuasive essay.
Oh.
And mine was about Britney Spears.
Shocking.
Did not get a good grade. She was very unimpressed at the subject matter that I chose, and I did not give a fuck.
I mean, as you shouldn't have.
Oh, and I also, on my SATs, we were the first grade that had to do that fucking 2400? Writing.
2400?
No, the, maybe.
Yeah,
it was the writing section.
Yeah.
And you had to like write. So, yeah. Oh my God, you guys, this I sound insane. I don't care. SATs. I need to find a copy of this because I feel like it would be so funny to look at in retrospect. The subject was about luck versus working hard. And there was like something about if any of you were in, I graduated high school in 06. So if you graduated that year, you probably were the first one that had to take this SAT with the writing.
Same.
And it was like, is success based on good luck or working hard? And I literally wrote about the Mickey Mouse Club and Britney Spears and how she had to work hard to get her success. And that it was not luck because she was a dancer. And I wrote this whole thing. And again, I didn't score very well on that SAT, but it did not matter because here I am.
Well, your SAT grader was a man by the name
homophobic.
Of Larry Rudolph, who would then take that idea and turn it into Work Bitch in 2013.
Literally, though. Oh my God, I need to get my hands on a copy of that SAT.
You actually do. That is vital.
And
I can't believe
it.
That. Did we all have the same question? Was it global, national?
I think so.
I wonder what
but
I wrote about.
The SATs were different though, because you had to like, there were different ones that were scheduled at certain
times.
Oh,
right. So like, unless we took it the same week, then it wouldn't have been the same. I don't recall. If that were my question, it is very possible I would have gone in the same direction.
Oh yeah. I did not score very highly.
Well, you did in the hearts and minds of Britney fans worldwide. That's all that matters.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like we've always injected Britney into our lives, into our work.
Certainly into our work.
Personal, professional.
Personal as well.
Something more personal. We've all had I feel like everyone has had a 2007.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, we'll definitely get into that in 2007 mm-hmm. and what that actually, that term and all of that is. But yes, I think you and I definitely relate to her as a person.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
As a person going through experiences.
Lots of experiences. Mm-hmm. Going through life like a karate kid.
Literally.
Yes.
I'll write a good book one day, but it's a podcast.
This is the good mysterious book.
This is our good mysterious book. Fast forward. I feel like it was right before Femme Fatale.
Yep.
That, you know, gay Twitter was on fire. You know,
yeah.
Everyone was screeching and fighting and burning.
Talk about canceling each other. Yeah, wow, we really...
And then that's when we actually met at the Ritz at a bar.
Yes.
And we've just been friends ever since.
The legendary Ritz.
Mm-hmm. Was it a gay Twitter function?
Yeah. Oh, it was a gay Twitter function.
It was
function.
A gay Twitter function. Yes. Yeah. So, and then, you know, we went to Piece of Me together, which is where we've met a lot of people who we've connected with. Through the interwebs, through
the
Twitter.
We've gone to Piece of Me together twice in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And
we've met a lot of people from like social media.
Yeah.
Like fellow stans who like get it.
Yes.
You've slept with a lot of them.
I have definitely had relations with some. Yep. Mm-hmm. I will neither confirm nor sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. called out.
I've been called out.
You know, someone listening is like, get me.
Yeah, me.
Say,
you know what? Give us 5 stars if you've slept with me at some point. Yeah.
So go to iTunes and click 5-star reviews if you've slept with Brad.
Thank you.
And then like and share.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah, that's what I usually say during. So I have been working on this with Kyle.
This is like a night out with T. Kyle and Bradley.
Yeah.
Get some popcorn. Get some tea. We're going to spill some tea, so get some tea.
This is our drama channel.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. We're, I don't know how else to describe it, to be honest.
Nope. Really 90% cool. Stan, 5% crazy.
What's the other 5%?
I honestly don't know. You'll have to
math is not our strong suit.
You'll have to wait and see. If you can't do the math, get out of the equation. That's our third podcast series.
Our podcast series coming soon. 20 years of Duff, the Duff experience. Duff.
Okay, we joke about that now, but like honestly, you want to though? Like after this is done,
yeah.
20 years of metamorphosis. Like I'm ready.
Oh my god, yes.
Why not? Because when this podcast is so yesterday.
Oh no, this is going in another direction.
Just saying. Legends only.
Legends only. Hillary Duff, Britney Spears, and the upcoming Trisha Paytas podcast coming soon.
Oh my god.
Trisha, call us.
Speaking of Trisha Paytas, though, because we've been talking about like, you know, meeting people in Vegas and meeting you guys, like when we go places and go to concerts and stuff, me and Brad, we went to opening weekend of Piece of Me in 2013, the wigs, everything. We'll get into that like later and when we get to 2013. But you were there.
I was there.
When I met Trisha Paytas for the first time. She was there.
We had no idea.
She was there in an Oops, I Did It Again catsuit and perfectly styled Oops, I Did It Again hair. And I was like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan of your music videos. And she's like, oh my God, stop. I'm like obsessed with you.
It's true.
And I was like, oh my God, like, I just love you so much. And then she got mobbed.
She did.
And she's like, oh, she said something like, I was like, oh my God, you're like so like calm or like so chill.
Yeah, she was very validating.
I was like, yeah, like, I don't want to like, you know, cause everyone to like mob you. And then this one girl was like, oh my God, Trisha Paytas.
You kept it cool despite being in the presence of Trisha.
I did. I was in the presence of a legend and I kept it so cool. And Brad got a picture of me like.
I got several pictures of you like basically dying inside, but keeping it cool
totally
inside.
Totally dying outside. On the inside. But yeah, it's like experiences like that throughout the years.
Yeah. We literally were filing out of Britney and it was all about Trisha in that moment.
I was like, one legend to the next.
Yes.
I'm ready. Sign me up. When's your residency starting?
Exactly.
I'm ready to see Freaky live.
Queen of Pop.
But like, yeah, I mean, like people like Trisha, who are also like such stans, we're a family, basically. I will go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah.
We're like a little community. The beauty gurus are over.
Beauty
gurus.
It's
now Britney's. Oh my God.
Now that they're all canceled.
Could you imagine if like Britney stans had drama fights on.
They do. Have you read Exhale?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Have you seen how many times I've been dragged?
Momos. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
The Britney community definitely has its fair share of drama.
Oh, it's now that I'm thinking about now it, that I'm you're like, thinking, oh, wait, I'm just
certain.
Kidding. I had a housewife sit down with another fan.
You did.
I just remember it. I was like, actually, now that I think about it, I'm like,
blocking.
One of our mutual friends is like a huge stan, and he is like so hot and got really famous online because he's very attractive. And so I like blocked him and I was like, you're a fake fan. And then like even though I was like secretly like so jealous because he was so hot, and then like years later we had housewives sit down in Vegas and now it's all good.
Oh yeah.
He was like, oh yeah, you blocked me on Facebook, and I was like,
you're right, I absolutely did. Yeah. You did. It was very tense.
Oh my god, Britney stans fighting. Could you imagine putting 15 Britney stans in a house?
That's a show. That is
big fat bass brother.
Big fat bass. Oh my god, bye. True though.
I would win.
You absolutely would win.
I'd be the Kim G of the season.
You would set it all up and then you would take home the glory after you win the final challenge. Which
all eyes on us. Oh my god. Oh god, that's a whole. I'm not gonna keep giving out free ideas, but big fat bass brother.
That's a good idea.
Tagline, all eyes on us.
Web series.
That's a good web series.
It'll be like...
Me, you, Trisha Paytas.
Oh my God.
I would actually probably get kicked out, like, first episode.
Depends on what the rules are.
People can take everything away from you.
But they can never take away your truth.
But the question is...
Have you subscribed?
Yes, make sure to subscribe to our podcast here.
Subscribe anywhere. Yes, that you can.
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Spotify. You can listen on SoundCloud.
And how do you follow us personally to get a little more personal?
Your most personal follow ever. Well, you can find me on Twitter at tkylemack and Instagram. I post really good Instagram stories, just saying. T.Kyle. There was silence. I'm like, do you disagree?
No, I love them all. I do. Oh. I do.
Okay. So this is Brad's last episode. Thank you so much for joining. It reminds me of that episode of that Sharknado interview with. Have so much fun in Sharknado 47. You're literally terrible.
I was spacing out. It wasn't because I was considering your Instagram story.
Oh, good luck with your tits. Where can they find you?
I don't know if they'll be able to find me after this. If you want, you can follow me at Mew Muse. I also post Instagram stories. They're not as good as Kyle's. Let's just make that clear. And you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yeah, all at mewmuse.com.
I said at moomoos.com.
Oh. Anyway, back to the show. So one of the reasons why we connected, obviously, was because of our love for Britney. Mm-hmm. I care as much as you care about Britney.
Right.
So we've been day one stans.
Exactly.
And we care on the same level that, like, I know you guys do at home. The references, caring about every move, watching every Instagram post. Mm-hmm. Like, we are on the same level of caring. And I'm really curious, like, as we're going through, because we became friends right around pre-Femme Fatale 2010 era. So we missed a whole decade.
We did.
Of not being friends before we finally, you know, united and have been slaying the internet.
Exactly. And yet, we experienced so much, even without knowing each other, at the same time and had the same experiences in different places.
Totally.
We could bring it back to the first experience that we've ever had with Britney.
So let's take it back to 1998, shall we? 20 years ago. We're going to take you, rewind in time, go back to October 23rd, 1998. When was the first time you encountered, did you first lay your eyes on the legend or sonically hear the sounds of Baby One More Time echoing through your ear canals?
So, my memory of the experience, unfortunately, I didn't have that moment where I saw it on TV and I have that exact memory of where I saw it. Definitely saw it on MTV, presumably TRL. I don't recall the exact moment I saw it. What my first memory is going to Virgin Megastore.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. in Orlando, Florida, and picking up the record. I was going down the escalator and there was a giant cascading advertisement for the album. So that was technically 99, actually. But
still a day one.
A day one. I should also say that I remember vague conversations with schoolmates at that time. And I see there's going to be a lot of like repression in my story all the way up to like 2003, which I had a huge emancipation and a proud public emancipation. I had a difficult time being that gay. So, yeah. I mean, I was very, very...
I was so fucking gay.
I was very gay too, but at the same time, I was really in denial. So I remember have the memory of me mocking her shimmy in the hallway.
Gotcha. To my, trying to be like mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh. Look how like she does that.
But like secretly going home.
Secretly going home and perfecting
like, it. And
totally. Yeah. So I remember mocking that in front of my friends and being like, oh my God. But like, actually that was my legend.
Right. You stand.
Totally. Yeah. Where did you first?
Okay. So I remember mine very vividly. And I also have a bone to pick with someone that's out there in the universe.
Listening
which I will,
right
will,
now?
I don't know.
Okay.
But if they are, just know that I'm coming for you. So back in the day, when we were teens, used to hang out at the mall. is this place where like there's a lot of stores and they're all like in the same place. I don't know if you guys know what malls are. The kids these days, they have no, I mean,
they have Amazon.
Yeah, they have Amazon. So we used to hang out at the mall, and you would go with your clique, and you would hang out at the mall, and you know, you'd get Chick-fil-A before they're problematic. And there was a store called Sam Goody, which was the mm-hmm. only music store in the mall. Mm-hmm. And I always used to go because I was obsessed with collecting single album art covers. I have a Legends binder. Some of you may know of this.
I can't believe we're already getting to the Legends binder.
But yeah, that was this was the first start of the Legends binder. I used to collect singles that would come out. Like I remember very vividly, I have got the J-Lo singles and like the Britney ones. And I even had some cassettes, which I got rid of. But anywho, so I'd go to Sam Goody and I would see what ones they had because they were singles. So they didn't always have everything. And there was a display unit and it was all the paperback Baby One More Time single release. So this is before the album.
Yep.
And there was actually a woman in the store that was like, hey, have you heard this new song by this new artist named Britney Spears?
Oh my God.
So me being like always trying to be like ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And like ahead of its time. I was like, oh, what? Mm-hmm. You know, like listening to this girl thinking like this is the coolest new thing and I need to buy this because it's what's going to be cool.
Right.
So I need to buy this and then show everyone at school so that I'm the cool one. So I did just that. I bought it. And it's a paperback cover. The brown hair, like that old, very like, I don't even know what word to describe it. It's very innocent.
Angelic.
Yeah, it's very angelic.
Yeah.
I remember, this is there, whoever's out there that's listening, if this is you, I had a party, a birthday party. And this is back when you had a CD player. So mm-hmm. you had to like rotate the CD in like the friggin' top thing.
Oh, yeah.
Someone stole that Baby One More Time single and the fucking paperback cover.
Oh.
Like my original. I would still have it to this day. All my other ones are in pristine condition. But yeah, that's like the first. I was kind of like a blind purchase. I had never heard it.
Yeah.
And then I just remember by the time it got to TRL, I was like, oh, I know that. Yeah. I know her. Yeah.
Wow.
Baby One More Time.
So ahead of the
curve. So she was like my second fave after the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, right. Mm-hmm. That was also my entry into stand-up. But, you know, this was just another level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, a completely other level.
Right. Yeah, but because by the time the video had come out and it completely swept up the world.
Major.
new in my heart. That was my queen.
Did you guys catch that?
Mm-hmm. Reference.
Deep in my heart.
It would take the full album experience that would come in '99 mm-hmm. to fully seal the deal. But
yes.
Yeah, that was the moment that led us to the release of the debut single.
Mm-hmm. And now we're here 20 years
and
later.
Now we're here.
74 and still kicking. still listening and dancing to Slate for You.
Still listening, still watching her perform to the same vocals from 1998.
Oh, literally though. Like that CD single that I purchased 20 years ago.
They're
is
pushing
now,
play on it backstage yeah, at Beast. Mm-hmm.
They're putting it in the CD holder and they're pressing play. And I'm still screaming.
I also feel like we should address that. Like we should address the whole vocal thing. Mm-hmm. Because I think people think that Britney fans for some reason don't know that that's like the case or whatever it may be about the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
We're fully in on the joke and we fully appreciate that she is a performer and she doesn't need to be live all the mm-hmm. time.
But I feel like a lot of people, they either forget
yeah.
that there were vocals.
Oh, yeah.
Or they just don't know because they're newsstands.
True. And that is a topic that we will get into in specifically 2007.
Yes.
When we talk about the second generation of Britney fans mm-hmm. that came in at the breakdown.
Yes.
Which is a distinctly different fan.
It is. But in 98, there were vocals.
In 98, there were hella vocals.
There were vocals that got her record deal.
Exactly.
So
many may not know that she got her record deal by singing live in front of a group of executives. Got that deal. With Jive Records.
Mm-hmm. You also have a really good video on your YouTube channel.
I do.
Is that from 98?
This is from a showcase in Singapore in 98. Yes.
It's incredible.
She was just starting out performing Sometimes, Baby, and You Got It All, which is incredible to see her performing that. That is a cover And it was not even included on the first album. They weirdly tacked it onto the second album. But yeah, so it's a showcase. You can check it out on my YouTube / Mew Mews. A full presentation. She's so young and it's so weird. And she's just singing in like a little black dress, like karaoke style almost, performing like these soon to be smash hit songs. In front of God knows who. Maybe nobody.
Oh, could you imagine being there?
No, I actually could not imagine that. I mean, in this day and age, like seeing her perform, no.
Right, like seeing her with the mic on. We love her.
We don't love her. And we should make it very clear that when we say those things, it is out of a place of love and respect.
Yes.
It is not to actually shade her.
But that's another reason why I feel like we connect, because we both have a strange sense of humor and like we can literally talk in Britney references.
Exactly.
And completely understand. And it almost just like, it's almost like I don't even stop to think about it because I'm like, oh, I got that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like that is something that Britney fans have like created amongst themselves. So it's like a language.
Yep.
For sure.
We understand each other.
We do. A really, really cool and different language.
Really amazing.
Really, really great.
Also in 98, which I'm curious to hear from you, and also to anyone that might be listening to this, she did a mall tour in 98.
That's right.
Now, looking back in retrospect, I had absolutely no idea there was a mall tour going on as a kid.
Right.
If I had known, I would have gone.
Yeah.
Because I loved going to the mall.
Same.
I don't think she ever performed at one in New Jersey. But were any of you at the Britney Spears mall tour?
I would love to
hear some firsthand, because there's a couple of videos on like YouTube and Instagram of like the mall tour. But I would die. Have you ever been to a mall tour?
I have. I might have been to a mall tour. Certainly not hers. I definitely didn't know it was happening when it was happening. I probably would not have gone while it was happening because I was
closeted mask,
yeah. And also like afraid of crowds. So that would have been a hard
time
for
me. Not a good mix.
Yeah, no. But
Be not in the mix.
You know, because I feel like I didn't really express it outwardly until we got into In the Zone.
Right. Well, it's also her way of just getting people to be like, hi, I'm new. Like that girl that was in Sam Goody and was like, hey, you should buy this.
I mean, it's just so foreign in this day and age to even imagine like an artist doing that. The only thing in comparison would be like an artist hitting up like local radio and doing like radio stints.
Well, I did go to a mall tour once.
Which one?
Okay, so I went to a mall in South Jersey. Oh my God, Tom's River Mall or something like that. I forget. To see the legendary, the iconic Brooke Hogan.
Stop.
Oh, I
did. You actually
dead ass serious? And I believe it was my friend Kate that came with me. Kate, if you're listening, girl, confirm. I think we have photos somewhere. We drove down to go see Brooke Hogan perform in a mall, and she literally had the chaps, like remember when she did the whole dirty look?
Yes.
And she performed About Us. Ugh. And there was maybe like 40 people there, and I was dying. And she was so orange and spray tanned. And I was living. I was like, oh my God, she wants to be Britney. And like, so do I.
Same. Yeah. There, I mean, that we should talk about too, is just the massive crop of pop princesses that erupted because of her. Which we love them all.
Oh, all of them.
Willa Ford.
We stan all of them.
Yes. She really did that. She really set off the career.
She showed the girls
multiple.
What they should have did,
she
if you will.
Sure did.
But that's not what we're here for
that's
today.
We're certainly not.
Who?
Who?
Oh, who is it?
No.
It's Britney, bitch.
That we'll revisit Mandy Moore's career in our other podcast.
That'll, yes. The next edition. It's
yes,
Mandy,
give
bitch.
Us more. 20 years of Mandy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Or like Jessica.
Oh,
Irresistible.
Jessica. Literally, I have been very open about the fact that I hate all of her music. All of it.
Are you kidding?
What is a good song from Jessica Simpson?
Irresistible.
Yeah.
Little Drummer Boy, the duet on the Christmas EP with
but
Ashley.
Like, yeah. I mean, I kind of... Okay, A Public Affair.
A Public Affair.
A Public Affair. She has maybe three songs.
With You.
Yeah, that's the third one.
Okay, well, this is not a Jessica Simpson podcast, so we're going to have a conversation about this later because I'm really offended.
I only say it to say, like, Ashley's collection is so vastly superior that it's insane that Jessica was, like, the bigger star. But anyway.
this might be the end of our friendship.
You'd think Ashley is superior too.
I'm not going to comment on anyone other than Britney Spears on this podcast.
Bringing it back to Britney. Mm-hmm.
1998.
What other memories do you have from that time?
Honestly, I just remember getting the single and then I was like that gay. Like I was so fucking gay. I just remember I was obsessed with Britney and I was would always just tell everyone. Everyone knew. I was like a couple years before that. Actually, no, it was like around the same time. Well, no, it was like 96, 97 was like the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had the Spice Girl pops. I used to trade bitches in the lunchroom and be like, which stickers did you get? I had the Barbie dolls. Like I was looking back, I was so gay.
I mean, I definitely convinced my parents to get the Spice dolls for my sister, knowing full well that I wanted to see the posh and the baby dolls.
In 100%.
God, yeah, I really like... My gayness was so shoved down that I totally, I mean, I had the albums and I stand the songs, but I was not outward. I was not outward with the fandom until I fucking burst into it in high school and she was on the cover of every high school binder. But that's later in our podcast.
That was when the brave new girl jumped out.
Truly the brave new girl jumped out. We'll get into that when we get in the zone.
Also, the music video for Baby One More Time came out at the end of this year and really just shook the pop world.
Right. So Britney from the jump had an iconic moment, which you're lucky if you're a one hit wonder to have like a memorable moment. Mm-hmm. And for her, it could have been that. This could have been just this teen pop sensation, sort of like a I Think We're Alone Now from Tiffany, which is shade because Tiffany's a queen. But anyway, like she could have had a one hit wonder moment. Of course, we know she did not.
Right, because she was like the first one, I would say, not like since Madonna, but like she was one of the first of these like new pop girls to kind of jump out on MTV and get this like boost. So it's almost like you didn't know what to expect. Like, yeah, it could have been a one hit wonder or is this like a new Madonna? I was like, this a new pop star? Like, who? What is this?
Completely. And she got the comparisons to Madonna from the jump, not because she necessarily looked or sounded like her, but because of her impact.
Yes. Because it's such a male-dominated moment, the boy bands.
Yes.
Side note, Backstreet Boys are one of the greatest boy bands of all times, but that's a different argument for a different day.
Noted. The Call is one of the best songs of their career. Yes. So, got the comparisons to Madonna from the jump, despite the fact that she actually lifts the most from Janet. That's another conversation for another time. Video itself, I mean, there have been so many think pieces about it over the years and so many references and things like that. What are your thoughts on the fact that she was barely 17 and like came up with that concept and everything? Because I feel like stans know that, but like a lot of people don't.
Like it was her idea to do that whole schoolgirl, you know, the crop top, the pigtails.
Yep.
I mean, it's interesting because it's like she didn't finish school and she didn't go to college.
Right.
So I feel like she was kind of having like an alter ego moment where it was like she was kind of having a fantasy moment.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like she was like, I kind of want to be that girl.
Right.
And so because she didn't have that like experience as like an actual teen, like the rest of us, like if I was a girl in high school, oh my God, I would have literally done the pigtails, the mini skirt. I would have like broken all the rules to get in trouble.
I am shocked that you didn't anyway.
Yeah. Well, I did get kicked out of Catholic school. But that was for different reasons. Mm. I just cursed a lot and hated everyone and hated wearing the uniform. I feel like she was having a fantasy moment where she was like, I want to be like...
Fantasy, everybody has one.
Fantasy, everyone has one. Even Britney Spears in 1998. 1998 fantasy, deep in my heart. Oh my God.
That, you are like, on a deep in my heart kick.
Well, it's been stuck in my head since that frigging Instagram video.
I know.
Serving vocals on that song. But yeah, I mean, she was just... living a fantasy moment.
That is, I never actually really thought about it, that it did coincide with the fact that she should have been in school at that time.
Right, like she was pulled out of school and stopped going.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, you know.
Yeah, and of course we have her assistant now for 20 years, on and off in some cases, Felicia playing her teacher, which was a really cute moment. It's even more meaningful now knowing that she's been along for the ride the whole time. It's really special to see her in that video.
She's like in the convertible and she's just chilling with her friends.
Chilling with her friends.
And she's like, she didn't have that experience. There's, but she's a legend instead, so it's fine.
There's also like a casual backflip that she does pulls off without, you know, the new girls can't relate.
No.
No.
Because Brittany was is a dancer.
Right.
And she has X Factor.
Exactly.
Which is why we're here talking about her. That's 20 years later.
So the other thing is we haven't actually discussed the song itself.
Right.
It's hard to even talk about Baby because it's so immense. It's beyond just one of her good songs. It's now like a pop culture staple.
The first few seconds are just so memorable.
Yeah. You hear them the opening anywhere. Three notes of the piano.
Da-na-na.
It's just over. And it's like a sing-along for weddings, karaoke, everywhere you go. Like, certainly after midnight in a gay bar, you play that, everyone gets lit.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to do for a DJ.
But she also came out the gate with Scandal.
Yes.
Which is why I'm like, I think she made the impact that she did because it was like, and like as a, when I remember listening to it, I like never thought of this stuff. The lyric like hit me baby hit me, one baby. More time.
Me
I'm
either.
Like, what? Because like, back then, you would be like, oh, hit me up on my, like,
yeah.
You know, hit me up on AIM or, like, hit me up on AOL.
Yeah.
That was, like, the thing we used to say when we were cool.
Right,
and
AIM,
10.
Away message.
Like, yeah, hit me up.
Yeah.
Hit the celly. Do you remember Call making, me. Like, AOL Instant Messenger, like, away
I
message?
I spent hours calculating how to look as non-bothered as possible. Just being like, hit the celly.
Yeah, hit
Busy.
The celly.
Audi.
So she was like, hit me baby one more time. So I'm like, oh yeah, like I'll hit you up, girl. Like I wanted to be her friend.
Yeah, I had never once thought it was like physically strike me one more time.
No, but I feel like
but people did.
The media did.
Yeah,
back then,
they took
which
it.
Which is why
there.
My parents or like why parents of like my friends would be like, oh, you're not allowed to listen to that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what? There were multiple reasons why that was controversial. Obviously the video was very sexy. Also the lyrical part of that song, Max Martin himself like talked about it later and said that the intention was like, hit me up on your phone.
Yeah.
Which
I
got.
Kids, us tweens, we got at the time.
We got it.
But the parents were clutching their pearls.
Shook the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was part of the attraction was that she did something that unsettled our parents, the older generation.
That's true. MTV.
Yeah.
It was like shocking.
It was shocking. And I think that was part of the whole she could be the new Madonna thing.
Mm-hmm.
The song itself, obviously, is a smash. I feel like we just passed the 20th of the song coming out. And she had an interview and she just said it was a blur. Just said it. It all has happened so fast, and it was a blur.
Everything is still a blur.
She's one who does not like to dwell on the past.
Well, yes.
Stay in the present, baby.
Mm-hmm.
She probably thinks it's really weird that we care this much still.
Probably. But also, like, she should understand how iconic this was for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she should, I hope she's proud of it.
I think she's proud of it for sure. Maybe it's more that she doesn't know what else to say about it.
Right. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
It's been remixed numerous times.
It has been remixed, remastered.
She still performs it.
Still performs it. Sort of
every
a
tour,
goth version now.
Yeah.
Currently. She seems to have remixed it almost instantly after its release because she's done jazzy cabaret versions. She's
Onyx Hotel.
Done the Femme Fatale sort of like rock chicky one.
Yeah.
Then it got like something more urban for Circus.
Circus had like the dance break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she always likes to spice that one up especially. I mean, rightfully so. Like, she's probably more than sick of it. Yeah, that song itself has evolved a lot with her own live show over the years. My personal favorite is the jazzy Onyx version.
So good.
Always loved that. That's because we get vocals.
My personal favorite is Dream Within a Dream Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Baby One More Time.
Well, yes.
So epic, which we will discuss. You
we
know,
will discuss.
When we, you know, time travel to that year, we will discuss Dream Within a Dream Tour. But like
exactly.
That performance of Baby was so epic.
And to this day, do you feel like there are still like, are there like Baby things still happening? Like, has anyone covered recently or?
Is that one? song with that girl. What's her name? She's like that blonde girl. And she's a song. And it's like, it's like 2002.
Oh, doesn't Anne Marie's 2002.
But doesn't she say Baby One More Time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which girl? It was in 98.
Yeah.
But that, like,
the references on that song are a bit off.
Off, sweetie.
But she was well intentioned. A better reference is The Saturday's Disco Love. The lyric is, "You take me back in time to 1999. DJ saying, hit me, baby, one more time."
Oh, so good.
So good. It's hard to describe the impact of Baby.
It really is, because it's not like anything that we've seen in a long time.
No, certainly not.
Or might ever see again.
True. That is true.
Because the world's ending next year.
Right. Yeah, we're right on time for at the end of this podcast, actually. Yeah,
great.
yeah, I mean, that was the time when we all gathered around and watched TRL together and experienced things together. There was more of a concentration in one place.
It was like MTV. It was the place. Mm-hmm. It was like focused.
Specifically, yes, that place was called MTV.
Mm-hmm. Music, and television.
Yes, yeah. And then they decided that was no longer necessary. So, but anyway, I think that's part of why it was such a big impact, is we all watched it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fought to make it number one forever on TRL.
That's true. But that pretty much sums up, I feel like, 98.
Yeah, and I think at first, and if you watch that very early interview that either you linked me to or somebody just posted.
Oh, when she did the Rosie O'Donnell show?
Yeah, even earlier, she just did a red carpet, and it was like, so your song's really blowing up right now, and they're like asking her about it. She's like, yeah, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people didn't necessarily take it seriously at the beginning, and why would you?
Right.
Because it could have been a fluke. It could have just been a cute song that was mm-hmm. a hit. An bop. Sorry to Hanson fans. But as we know, that was not the case. And it's almost more impressive that Crazy and Sometimes were like more important in a way, because they had to show that she wasn't just Baby.
Right. She wasn't just a one-hit wonder.
We certainly stan Carly Rae, but like, she has had to overcome Call Me Maybe so much. And to this day, people think that's all she does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually quite impressive that she was able to overcome Baby, because it was so huge. Like, she kept the ball rolling. Thank God.
Now I also remember that I remember sitting while my mom was watching Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Brittany on Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh my God, I know who that is. Because I thought it was like so cool.
See, you're going to have like much better, more vivid memories of Brittany from 98 to like 03. Because you're insane. And because I was like playing EverQuest and like live journaling and just dark times.
I support that. TRL was very big for me. So like mm-hmm, right. I had a like my girls at school, and it was like
right.
if you went in the next day and there was a song that was now 4 instead of 2 or 1, it was like pointing fingers and blaming. Like, did you go home and vote?
For real?
Yeah, oh. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Oh my God.
So I'd be like, did you go home and vote? Because it slipped to number 2. And we need to get it to number 1 next week.
Get it together,
ladies.
So we
would go home and we'd be like calling and calling and calling and like voting.
Wow. I didn't so much have friends. So it wasn't really. Yeah. No, I definitely didn't have any of that. I do remember being anxious about the countdown, though. I remember mm-hmm. like the oh God, I hope Linkin Park or like Limp Bizkit doesn't outsell.
Right. This week. Watching like the Backstreet Boy and NSYNC fans fight each other.
Oh, well, that was amazing.
I'm gonna freaking kill her. That video is also like, we're gonna be throwing a lot of things at you that
yeah,
you're probably gonna have to just pause
a lot
and Google. But you will appreciate that you do, because there's nothing that Brad or I will tell you
right
to watch or spend your time on that isn't worth it.
So worth it.
So go to YouTube and type in Backstreet Boys NSYNC fan fighting a TRL. I'm going to freaking kill her. I'm going to kill her. It's like, that was me.
In, yeah, it like, was. And still is.
But I was on the Backstreet side and the Britney side.
Yeah.
I was that girl like going to school and being like, Sometimes is now number 3. Like, I'm going to freaking kill her. Like, which one of you didn't follow? I'm going to kill her. Oh my God. It's so good. But that pretty much wraps up 98, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean,
it was
that
really
is
just the song and video.
That
and
then, is the genesis.
Okay. So if you had to assign a nickname to a Britney nickname, mm-hmm. a knee, not like knee, like she, the one she the broke, knee. Like N-E-Y, to the year 1998, what would knee be?
It has to be baby knee.
Oh.
It has to be, mm-hmm. I think. Schoolgirl knee, baby knee, pigtails knee.
I like pigtails knee.
Pigtails knee is
because that's
good.
Really like it's that is like now a symbol.
Yeah,
like the braided pigtail with mm-hmm. the pink.
Yeah,
little. You remember those pencils that had like the little thing on the end?
Yes,
like that literally was Britney.
True,
it was Britney's pigtails. Impact was on those pencils. I would pigtails say pigtail knee. For 1998,
definitely.
It really just took off in 99.
It did. Yep. Right in January 99.
1999. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Hopefully we'll see you there.
I'll see you then.
See you then.
Someone will get that.
Somebody better get that.
Somebody will understand that reference. I feel like there's so many things that I could just say that someone will get.
There should be a stan who just like time codes every single reference throughout this.
It'll be like shook. It'll be like Bradley and T. Kyle referencing Vine for 10
oh
minutes.
Oh my
straight.
God, yes. I hope that happens. Ugh,
dreams. I want to be on Shook's
Dreams
YouTube
within a dream.
There we go. Oh my God. Jaclyn annoying. Hill annoying. Yeah. Bradley annoying T. Kyle for 10 minutes straight.
Perfect.
Doesn't look. Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you guys for following us on this journey thus yes. far. We're going to take you through all 20 years mm-hmm. as promised and then some. Maybe we'll throw in some extra tidbits along the way. You never know. I guess you'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you'll have to wait and see.
So you can follow us
yes.
on the social media plugs. Channels. Yes, please listen to the following. You can follow me on Twitter at MewMuse, M-U-U-M-U-S-E, or Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of the, mm-hmm. all MewMuse.
Musical.ly.
Musical.ly. I'll be debuting my new single. Yeah.
No, we don't. Oh my God, the kids these days have musicalities. What
wait,
is even that?
I can't. Moomoos. I forgot about moomoos.
Oh yeah, moomoos.
I was recently shaded.
Yeah, so if I happen to say moomoos, that's where it comes from. but oh my God, no, not musical. I had hit clips back in the day.
Oh, I have a hit clips as well.
Yeah, I have yeah. The crazy one.
I have crazy.
That was like the only one I think.
Crazy, yeah. I think it might have been.
I still have it as a Christmas ornament oh. for my Christmas tree. She still works.
Yes.
But anywho, yeah, and you can follow me, T. Kyle Mack, on Twitter, and then T.Kyle on Instagram.
Yeah.
And YouTube, T. Kyle M.
Definitely follow on the YouTube. Mm-hmm. She's a vlogger.
I am a vlogger. I'm a beauty guru.
You can send, if Kylie Jenner, please add T. Kyle yeah. to the PR list.
Kylie Jenner's lip kit. Hey.
Kylie.
shaking. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's about it for now, but follow us along in 1999.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.